as opposed to just taking down passive notes. Throughout the class, starting next week, we'll take what I call time-ins, as opposed to time-outs. It's like a time-out. It's a time where we stop the class and you look inward. And this is literally a time of silence in the class. I will stop for a minute or two, and you'll have a chance either to just stare at me or anyone else, or think about what we've just discussed, or have a guiding question that I will provide you that you will address during the class. The reason why I have timings, and this is something that I'm introducing this year for the first time, we didn't have it last time, is because over the last 2 years since I last started, I've done a lot of work in the area of silence. I've read a lot of research in this area about the importance of quiet times, whether it's in a class, in a lecture, whether it is at home, whether it's for a leader in a business, for a relationship, for children, starting from preschools. Now, many of you, as you're going through these timings, if you decide to take the class, may think, well, you know, is this what I'm paying $40,000 a year for, to sit in a class and be quiet? Well, first of all, it will only be a minute or two at a time, maybe once or twice a lecture. But second, it may be the most important thing that you take from this class, the notion of embracing stillness. Let me read to you an excerpt from a study that was run by two MIT professors. By the way, all the names that I read that are not on the PowerPoints, you don't need to remember or write down. This is just for your edification. But David Foster and Matthew Wilson. Both of them are from MIT.